Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope.
Here's why I want you to notice who's around you. Because we arrive to this place, and every week when we gather, I say, we are a community that doesn't think the same or love the same or vote the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus. And so I'd like you just to think, am I trying my best? I wonder if I'm prepared enough. Have I been trying? And if not, today I get to start again. Other communities of faith say, when you arrive here, this is what you believe and how you need to behave. And this, if you don't, then you do not belong. That is not who we are at Islington United Church or the United Church of Canada. And so the invitation today is to know that you belong and to know that you sit beside someone that, unless they're wearing a t-shirt telling you all the things that matter to them, you do not know. And when you wonder why our world is in a little bit of conflict, it's because we are failing to know each other and know what really matters. And so I'm inviting you that when you arrive here, you don't just bring yourself and your name, you bring your story. We also bring our biases. We bring with us all of the isms that keep us apart. And we bring them to the way of Jesus, who crossed over bridges again and again, who spent time with women and those on the margins, who invited us to follow him, to know God as the leader of our lives. And so I invite you into that way today. I also invite you into the remembering of those who've gone before, who gave their lives for that freedom to discuss and to talk and to choose. And so we light lights of memory today, not just for Senator Murray Sinclair, who we have lost this week, not just for Valerie Apoxins, who's John's mom, who died at 102. Think of the stories that she could tell. We light them for Wally Lukes and Jean Van Wart and Peter Tower. We light them today for Jim's wife, Edna, of 70 years. And if you haven't met Jim Bell, well, he's one of the gifts of Bloordale and Islington becoming one community of faith, because now Jim's story is our story. Prairie boy from Manitoba, and Scouts, you're sitting very close to him, so he's come from afar to be near you. And when Canada called for volunteers to go to Korea, he enlisted with the Royal Canadian Horse Artillery in August 1950. And he went to Camp Shiloh. And at Camp Shiloh, well, just before that, he got engaged to Edna. But on November 21st, he survived the Canoe River train wreck where 17 soldiers were killed on the way to Fort Lewis. And in the midst of that, love carried him, and he married Edna at a chapel in Fort Lewis and left on a ship for Korea in April. He's a Bombardier corporal, and the 70 years of marriage carried him through service and life. And today, at 96, he's here with us, and he spent a lifetime. He's a pretty good public speaker. I probably should have let him preach, but he went to schools telling the story of what Remembrance Day did for a long time. And when someone ran into Lisa, whose child had heard Jim's story, they said to her, "When my daughter described your father's speech, it made me realize I need to speak to her about things that matter." This is a place, and our world needs us to speak to each other about things that matter. And so I thank you, Jim, for being here this morning. I also thank, we've got some other people in uniform, not just Legion members, but Nora's godfather, Judson's here with a very long title, which I'm grateful for. But I also want you to know that there's a couple Godly Play male storytellers in Canada, and two of them are here, and they both serve in the Canadian military. So the story of Jesus is written on their heart to help soldiers in times of need. And we'll find that today. And Will, and Maureen, and James, I'm grateful for your leadership. And Jason has been praying the music of the service for us in order for us to pray together The key to this invitation today is, what does it look like to do that together? Let us pray. On this day of remembrance, O God, we give thanks for peacekeepers and pacifists, for those who served on the front lines and those who protest and march, for those who volunteered and those who waited anxiously at home, for those who hoped that things would get better and those who could not stand by and wait. We give thanks for those who believed that the world could be a better place. We remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, trusting that others could and would carry the torch. We give thanks for those who were once enemies and who have become friends and allies. In the name of the way of Jesus, we pray. Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.